Jeannie Bauman, she's a Bloomberg Law reporter. She joins us here on the phone with some content there. So, Jeannie, give us a sense. I mean, everybody is, practicing, safe distancing, really trying to stay indoors. But, at some point, I think there really needs to be, a vaccine. And I know a lot of folks in the healthcare space are working on that. There's some good progress being made. What's the latest?
So actually, yesterday, there was a pretty big breakthrough. The NIH went to a phase one clinical trial. Over in Seattle, they started the first phase of human testing. I think they put the investigational vaccine into a few different recipients. The goal is to figure out over the next 6 weeks or so, sort of the initial phase about whether to get some initial safety and dosing information. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health, the head of the Allergy and Infectious Diseases Institute, has been very careful to say this is just the first phase, that an actual vaccine probably won't be available for another 12 to 18 months, probably at most.
Yeah. That's interesting, Jeannie, because I think the belief is that ideally this coronavirus will kind of play out a little bit over the next couple of months, then maybe recede a little bit in the summertime, and then the question is what happens when you get to next winter, and that's I guess when really a vaccine might even be more important. What is the sense as to ultimate timing of having this vaccine available, I guess, in size?
Well, right. So I think 12 to 18 months is actually when they would be able to have data from the larger studies that you kind of need to get FDA approval. And then they would, they would have to partner with a private company and get that manufacturing up. So I think that's the earliest we could see it. To be honest, though, that's still record time, because you have to remember it took, I think, 20 months to identify to get a trial for the SARS vaccine. Normal vaccine development takes like 10 to 15 years. So this is still moving pretty aggressively on a 12 to 18 month timeline. And I know that a couple other companies are also working on a vaccine.
That's where I wanted to go. And of course, I respect the fact that you say that this is record time. But part of me is saying, can't they do it faster and get the economy back going and get everyone back into their normal lives? GlaxoSmithKline announced last month that it is working with Clover Biopharmaceuticals, which is a Chinese company. You reported on this. What's the latest on that? Any sense that perhaps they could get it faster?
Maybe, but it would still have to go through FDA, and I don't know what they would have to look at the data to make sure that the safety and sort of the immune response is there, right? So there's always that balance between wanting to get things to the market quickly, but at the same time making sure that the process works, right? Because if it ends up being a process that's too rushed, people aren't going to trust it, and then they might not take it, and then what good is having a vaccine out there at all?
Jeannie, is there any other countries around the world that are working on a vaccine? China kind of got hit first. Have they made any headway as far as we know?
I haven't had a chance to look at their data. I know that there have been some compassionate use uses, so people have been able to get some sort of antivirals outside of a clinical trial, but I don't know if they have been able to get anything to market. As far as I know, there are no FDA-approved treatments or vaccines at all.
Jeannie Bauman of Bloomberg Law, thank you so much for being with us. A really important point as people try to figure out when can we look at a medical remedy here so that we can move on